So, hello and welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. And for the theme of our practice in this moment in time, I wanted to offer contentment. Contentment as a theme. Contentment as a theme for metta, because metta, kindness, goodwill, friendliness, friendliness with reality, friendliness with how things are right now in this moment, a sense of contentment as the birthplace of gladness, happiness, gratitude, contentment. And I want to start really seed this practice today with a little poem that is called Enough. So I'll read the poem, and the poem is from David White, Whyte, from Where Many Rivers Meet, 1990. And here is the poem. He writes, "Enough. These few words are enough. If not these words, this breath. If not this breath, this sitting here. This opening to the life we have refused again and again until now, until now." Ah, enough. Enough. What if this is just enough? So that serves as the theme of our practice together. Enough. Relaxing into enoughness. As always, I'll start our guided meditation with a few minutes of being with the breath and the body, and maybe that will just be enough for the rest of our time together. So, all right. So, I invite you to get into your meditation posture, whatever is appropriate for you in this moment. Moving, lying down, sitting up straighter, whatever it needs to be. Letting it be enough. Opening up to however the body is in this moment. Letting the body, whatever way it's showing up in this moment, whether it's tired, whether it has a headache, if it's excited, if it's achy, if it's light, it's bubbly with excitement or anxiety, if it's calm and settled, however this body is showing up, this heart and this mind. Welcoming with arms that say, "This is enough. Enough." Letting this breath, as it moves through the body, however it's showing up, offering its safety, friendliness. This is enough. This breath is enough. If thoughts are arising, thank you, thoughts. Hello, thoughts. And you know what's happening right here. Just sitting, just being with the breath is enough. This is enough. Bowing to the thoughts. Not now, not now, ever so gently. This is enough. Nothing needs to be different. We don't make a problem out of it. It just is. And whatever is in this moment right now, in this experience, it's enough. Taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment. Just sitting and breathing. I'll read the poem by David White one more time and let it wash over you. Enough. These few words are enough. If not these words, this breath. If not this breath, this sitting here. This opening to the life we have refused. Again and again. Until now. Until now. If not these words, this breath. If not this breath, this sitting here. This opening to life. Enough. Enough. If we don't fight with reality, if we don't push away what is, what's here right now, with aversion. Softening into this body, this breath, this moment. Embracing, embracing enough, enoughness. An act of friendliness with ourselves. And a radical shift in our perception, in our perspective. This moment, just this moment, not the last one, not the future one, just right here, right now, this one, the fleeting. This breath, this lived life in this moment's experience. Contentment, enough. It doesn't need to be any more than what it is right now. This is enough. It's plenty. Any different, any more, any less. If there is any resistance of reality as it is, can that too be included in the friendliness to be enough? To offer that safety. It's okay. Don't have to reject rejection. See what shifts if that's the case, if that's present. Maybe this practice of opening to enough also support seeing the ways in which the mind interprets this not to be enough, the ways that it's critical, this is not enough, you're not enough. And can that be seen with kindness and care? You are enough. This is enough. What if we invite that perception for the last few moments? You are enough. I am enough. This moment is enough. For the last minute, let's practice. What if we chose? What if we inclined our intention to contentment? Or whatever this period of practice showed up as. To be content that we showed up and we tried as best as we could to be content with that attempt, not try to change the past, re-engineer the past. But to appreciate, have gratitude, be content with whatever arose or did not arise. Our wholehearted intention to sit and come together in community has been enough. So, enough contentment, enoughness. So I notice that I feel much calmer and soothed and settled after this period of practice, which was quite bare, taking a line from David White's poem. These few words are enough. So we had few words tonight in the spirit of enoughness, contentment, more of a maybe Zen style of silence, more silence. So I'd love to invite you if you'd like to share any reflections. What was this like for you? This turning the mind, the heart, with friendliness as an expression of friendliness, safety, and metta to enoughness. What if this moment is enough? Enoughness of this breath, this body. Bill shares simple and calming. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. You are welcome to share your reflections in chat or raise your hand. Richard says, tenderness, ease. Thank you. Lovely. I see Dawn, please.
First, thank you so much. I really appreciated the quiet and also the statement, this is enough, you're enough. Because I was thinking like, oh, I just need to be sit better and get in like the perfect meditation posture. And I'm thinking too much and I'm thinking about what I'm going to say after the meditation and, you know, sort of all this stuff. And anyway, I appreciated this is enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for sharing your reflections. Yeah, great. Yeah, it's so interesting. It feels like this is enough. I'm enough can be like a little friendly pin that pops the balloon of proliferation of thoughts. I should do this. I should do that. Or I'm gonna. Oh, this is enough. Simplicity. Thanks for sharing that, Don. Another reflection sent directly to me, so I won't say the names. Escape from the madness of the world. Thank you. I love that. Escape from the madness of the world. This practice. Another reflection. Refreshing and spacious. Thank you. Oh, thank you. So appreciate your reflections. Any other reflections? Anything else you noticed? If you found it challenging too, that's okay too. You can share that as well. It's all welcome. It's all enough. Whatever it is, it's all enough. It's all included. I love this other reflection. A womb of enoughness. I love it. A womb of enoughness. Yes, great. Giving birth to gladness, contentment, ease. Nice. Well, maybe that has been enough reflections for now. So I don't see any hands or reflections popping up, then I'll start our slow transition to practice in Sangha and the invitation in these small groups for the few minutes is to start with a few with 30 seconds of silent metta, silent enoughness. Maybe silently as you're sitting, feeling I'm enough and you're enough as an expression of metta, as an expression of friendliness, and see what that feels like in the interpersonal field. And then you can share about your practice, say a few words or not. Maybe silence is enough. That's lovely, actually, to cultivate the comfort to sit in silence with others or share words. So see whatever feels right for you. You decide what is best for you. So So with that, I will, I will create the rooms and let's see here. Okay, so some shuffling last minute always. Okay, the rooms are ready and they are opened. Enjoy. Okay, welcome back everyone. The rooms are closed. So, I wanted to share the poem with you. In chat, here it is. The formatting is gone, but the title is on top. The reference is on the bottom. It's a short poem. So we have a few minutes for reflections. Questions, comments, complaints, it's all welcome. So, welcome to raise your hand, type it in chat. Especially if you're newer, if you often don't speak, you're welcome, you're invited. Richard, please.
So this is the first, you hear me, right?
Yes. Hi, Richard.
How are you doing? This is the first time in, as far as I can remember, that I didn't feel like I was working during meditation. So should I feel guilty that I wasn't doing anything? I wasn't accomplishing anything?
Yay! I absolutely celebrate. This is absolutely fantastic that there is the sense of non-doing, the sense of ease. That's fantastic, Richard. Yay! And it sounds like this is the first time in a long while or ever, or the way you're putting it. How, say more, how did it feel? I mean, I know your inner wisdom knows that, wow, this is good. This is, wow, this is easeful.
Well, I always feel that I have an agenda or something, or so I have to use some method. I have to like concentrate or count my breaths or something or other. Or pay attention, work to pay attention. And this was just sort of accepting whatever,
Yeah.
It's enough. It was enough.
Yeah. It is enough. And I so appreciate you raising this because this is such an important point and it's so subtle, actually. What you are bringing to the fore, to the light, it's often so subtle that we use the same mind that we use for everything else in our lives, the same mind. We apply the same mind that wants to get, wants to do, wants to be, wants to accomplish, wants to attain. Our profession, especially in the West, we bring the same type of mind to our meditation. And this is what we do. This is what we all do, Richard, until we notice, wait a minute, that feels like a lot of work and we get tied in knots and it's effortful. And then we don't want to meditate because it's too much work. I'm not getting anywhere. And yet the secret actually is the sense of easing into, relaxing into, the sense of openness and friendliness with reality. The right effort, wise effort, because wanting to do is too much efforting. And sometimes if there's absolutely no, it's just, you know, our mind is just wandering all over the place. You know, that's too little effort. But the sweet spot after we've experienced the two ends, so it's okay to go, you know, we will never, ever always get it right on. We will miss, and it's perfectly fine. That's how you tune a bow. And there's similes that the Buddha teaches about effort. That too tight is like tuning a bowed instrument. Sometimes it's too tight, sometimes it's too loose. And that's a part of it. So what you're sharing is that, oh, your instrument, your mind has been too tight. Wow, it's been like wow, what is, how different it is. How lovely, how, my words, not yours, lovely, how easeful maybe, how easeful it is. That, but no guilt feeling, because that sense of ease actually can open you to finding its sense, because meditation shouldn't feel like too much effort. This easeful feeling is a part of it. So please don't feel guilty. Celebrate, as I celebrate for you, this realizing that, oh, there is a different way, and this could be a turning point. Does that make sense? How does that land?
It's perfect.
Lovely. Thanks for coming to Happy Hour, Richard. Great. Couple of more reflections I see. One is, it was less stimulating and very helpful to quiet the mind at the end of the week. Thank you for the reminder that being present here was enough. Yay. Thank you for that beautiful reflection. And one more reflection from Elizabeth. Love this metaphor of rivers coming together. Many of us as rivers coming together, and just an acceptance of each of us riverlets. Yes. All of us rivers of humanity, rivulets of humanity coming together. And may all of our little rivulets coming together as we practice together. Again, this is another simile that the Buddha uses. That with practice, when you practice wholeheartedly, there is no destination other than, you will end up in no place other than the ocean. And the ocean here is a simile for freedom, for liberation, for peace and ease with all the conditions of life as they come and go. Peace and ease in the heart, so that we can be more present, more loving, more accepting of ourselves, others, and all beings everywhere. So thank you all for your practice, for coming to Happy Hour to practice, and may our practice serve and support ourselves, others, and all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings enjoy the taste of the ocean of Nibbana. Thanks, everyone. And now I'll stop the recording.